Welcome to the podcast. Warm 101.3's Tony, Christy, and Nikki from Channel 10. You can find us all the time at warm1013.com. You put this up on anything else besides the website?
On the website?
Yeah.
No, where else am I supposed to put it up?
I share it on Facebook. Do you share it on Facebook?
We usually do to the Warm page.
Okay. I share it on my own personal page, too, but that's just me because I care.
Okay.
Oh, Tony.
Glad you care.
Yeah, you should.
I'll work on it.
Okay. Who has a tattoo here? Nikki?
Yes.
All right.
I do not.
I do not have a tattoo.
Zero tattoos.
Do you have more than one, Nikki?
Yes.
Oh, how many do you have?
I have two.
Okay.
Her hubby has a bunch too, right?
Oh, does
yes.
He?
And for the record, I am not a big fan of tattoos.
Then why'd you get two?
I got them when I was 15 in Paris.
Right. Well, that makes sense.
So you're not opposed to tattoos. Obviously, you have two.
I prefer people not to have them. I wish I didn't have them. So I'm not an advocate for them by any means.
Well, the weird thing about they broke it down by some states, and I'm not going to get into the whole thing, but Arizona, a lot of people in Arizona get a tattoo of Shia LaBeouf.
Stop.
I have no
Why?
Idea. I don't know. He's not even from Arizona.
What
Who knows?
The?
Really, exactly. Why?
That
would
is so strange.
Yeah. Washington State gets fly tattoos, and Georgia gets dolphins. Kentucky gets Disney characters. That's, you know, so it's just.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Does it say what New York gets?
Probably somewhere, but they didn't put it on this list because it's probably not, you know, anything big
Josh
deal.
Allen.
Really, I know, really. Okay.
Allentown, shoot.
Yeah. But no, I'm not. Did it hurt when you got your tattoo, Nick?
So I have mine, like, on my, like, stomach area.
Mm-hmm.
So, no. It didn't hurt that. I mean, of course it hurts.
Yeah.
They're putting a needle and ink into your skin.
I don't get it.
But if you get them on your bone, that's what hurts.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Like on your ankle, something like that, right?
Yeah, if you get an ankle. And that was very popular when I was young with ankle tattoos.
Ugh.
And my friend, actually, we were on a school trip to Paris. He got a tattoo on his ankle. It hurt him so bad. He was like crying. But it's so horrible, guys. It was one of the first Paris trips our school took. And a bunch of us got tattoos while we were there. And it became a tradition.
Oh, geez.
That anybody from school, and this is high school, you know.
Yeah, right.
That you could get tattoos if you went on the Paris trip.
Oh.
How did you get to go on a Paris trip in high school?
Well, we were in French class.
Oh, okay.
So
see,
we
had
took French.
Spanish. They went to Mexico.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So you went to, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I took English. I went to Eastern Mall. That was by,
I didn't take a foreign language, so.
So here's the creepy plastic surgery trend that's going on in China right now. You never know. Elf ears.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Yeah, elf ears.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
why? That is so weird.
Why is the answer, is the question of everything. Why?
Is that, what is that popular movie? Like,
well, there was a Tolkien.
Maybe it's from those.
Yeah, that's basically what they're talking about.
Yes.
I can't imagine.
I can see my sister doing it. I'm sorry.
Paying $1,500.
She would want elf ears. I'm not kidding.
I totally get it. I want to see the Kardashians get it. That's what I want to see.
Oh,
I just can't even believe this right now.
Yeah, it's pretty disgusting.
They cut it and then
I don't
want to
get into it. Thank you.
Point it, make it pointy.
Well, what about that like lizard man who got his tongue like split up so it looks like a lizard?
That's a sickness. That's
people are very strange.
Well, you guys, I started watching this Netflix show with the family. It's called Sweet Tooth.
Oh yeah, I watched it.
So we've really been getting into it. But it reminds me of this because there are these hybrids that are half human, half animal.
Yeah.
And so you talk about elf ears, like the new girl that I just saw, she's a part pig.
Right.
And so she's got the pig nose and the pig ears.
Yeah. That's an interesting show.
It's good because it's about, a virus that is taking over the world.
Yes.
And it's all too familiar.
Yeah, it really, really is because, you should watch it. Just watch it.
Have you watched the whole thing?
I have.
Is it worth it?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I mean, I think there's going to be a season two, I'm guessing, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was good. It's hard to find one that we all like as a whole family.
Yeah,
you know,
that's definitely true about a lot of things. But, I've watched pretty much everything, and now I'm rewatching stuff. So,
Right.
I'm telling you. I got to get
works.
Out more.
I barely have time to watch anything.
I know.
Friday, I went to Brighton for baseball. Nate had a home run. On Saturday, we went to North Tonawanda, Buffalo, for baseball on another team.
He pitched a no-hitter.
He pitched a no-hitter.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, that's awesome.
They did 2 5-inning games, and he pitched for 5 innings, and he had a no-hitter.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
And then on Sunday, which was yesterday, we went to Syracuse for lacrosse, and we won the championship.
So that's what she's been doing.
For sixth graders.
That's it. That's all she does now. That's it.
Well, it's worth it. I bet. I mean, it's actually fun.
Yeah. I love all of it. But I got to tell you, I got to come back to work just to get a break around here.
Oh, my
goodness. It's go, go, go. And then yesterday, on the way to Syracuse, Nate, 45 minutes in, okay, Nate goes, "Where's my jersey?"
Oh, no.
And I went, "What? Isn't it on?" He looks down because he's got a sweatshirt on. He pulls his sweatshirt open. He goes, "Nope."
Oh, no. Yeah.
So we had to call Crazy Grandma to come and bring him the jersey all the way in Syracuse.
Oh, jeez.
And she did. But she's like, "I'm not getting out of the car. Come get it." And I'm like, okay.
Oh, wow.
I think she's still had her robe on.
Oh, my gosh. Like with a cigarette hanging out of her mouth.
Of course.
Of course.
You need your jersey, kid.
All I could think of was, please don't let the jersey smell like smoke now.
Right.
Oh, God.
Kid, here's your jersey.
That's what you want, an athlete who smells like cigarettes.
Right?
The kid athlete who smells like cigarettes. That's exactly what you want.
Oh, great.
And the other parents would be so proud.
Oh, yeah. Grandson, I got your jersey.
That's exactly what it sounded like. Oh, yeah, just like that. So, no, it's just a fun weekend. You know, we just had a good time. We went to Anchor Bar in Buffalo.
Oh, fun.
Tried the chicken wings, you know, after. And that's the thing that we're kind of doing is we're doing these little trips when we go to Boston or Pittsburgh. And they're like little mini vacations.
Yes, exactly.
That we're kind of forced to take because of the sports.
Yeah.
But we really are enjoying ourselves.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
That's the way
to do it.
Yeah.
Well, Christy, I never believed you when you would tell me, oh, I'm doing this. I'm going to this game and that game. And
now you know.
I was like, dude, talk about a boring life. I mean, I thought that on the inside. I didn't
say
that.
Right. No, I know.
But now that I have the boys, the stepkids, and they're in these tournaments, I love going to the games.
See? It's fun, right?
It is so fun. And even if you know, our kids aren't playing, if it's none day, I'm like, yeah, let's go on. It's so funny. They wear this like really bright orange uniform.
Yeah.
And we call them the mighty, mighty traffic cones.
I love that. That's the best.
That's really cute. Oh.
I'm like making up cheers, you know.
Right. But it's like really fun. And especially like Jason and I love nothing more than to go and see Nate play.
Yeah.
You know?
I finally get it. Before I was like, whoa, her life is like boring.
Yeah. Right.
Until then you realize what's important, okay? Yeah. Like, you know, you know, raising children is important. And
it is.
Doing all the things
and
with
it's
them
fun.
Is important.
They make it fun.
As my mother pointed out to my father, and of course I made the mistake of telling my wife this. And then my wife, of course, pointed out to me. You know, when the kid's playing all over the lawn, my father would freak out because we were, you know, destroying his lawn. And my mother said to him, "Do you want to grow grass or kids?" And I, of course, made the mistake of telling my wife that story. And so anytime that the kids were destroying my lawn, she said, "Do you want to grow grass or kids?" Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
So the moral of the story of that, kids, is don't tell your wife anything.
Moral of the story is stay off the lawn.
That's right.
Tony, you would die. The littlest son, decided to get a metal detector for our trip to Florida.
Fun.
You know, because he's going to find treasure.
Right, exactly.
And not bottle caps.
That's awesome.
So he's out in the yard, and he's like, "Dad, can I dig up something? I found something." Of course, Shane's like, "No, you can't dig in the yard." Next thing I know, all weekend, I see him out there with a spade. Digging up the lawn.
Oh, really? Oh, my God.
Finding treasures, a.k.a. bottle caps.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Oh, Shane's going to be like, "What are you doing?"
That's hilarious.
I think he gave up.
Yeah,
oh,
how funny.
Just, you know what? Let it go.
You're going to Florida? Is it like a family vacay?
Yeah, family vacay, Siesta Key.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
I watched that show.
Yeah, it's nothing like it. Trust me. I've been there plenty of times.
Oh, really?
Not, yeah, it's just a bunch of nonsense.
Oh. There's a show up?
It's old people. I'm sorry.
On MTV,
okay?
Yeah.
Really?
Listen, Siesta Key, it's just old people, okay?
I hear that Danny Wegman has been hanging out there.
Probably. It's
so
old
it's
people.
Not all the young people I see on the MTV show?
No.
Well, I don't want the young people.
Well,
I just
in Lauderdale.
I love Siesta Key because it has the
white beach.
Quartz sand that's cool on
very,
your feet.
Very white sand. It's gorgeous. Yeah, it really is. Nice.
Can't wait.
Say what?
That's really cool.
I can't wait.
Oh,
can't wait.
I didn't understand what you said there.
Are you going to take them to Disney, too, or they've already done
that? Oh, gosh, no. Are you kidding me?
No.
I mean, I would take them if they wanted to go. But no.
Have they ever been?
Last time I went to Disney, Some man started cursing in the parking lot.
Well, honey, that was just a father who was freaking out.
I was like, this is not the happiest place on earth. And you had to wait in lines forever. No thanks.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I mean, it's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun. And it's a lot of money. So, yeah, only go if you really need to.
I'll pay for the beach vacation.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, I've been to Disney a lot of times, and it is wonderful. Don't get me wrong. It is wonderful. But you've got to be prepared, okay?
Yeah.
And you don't want to go now because it's hot.
Well, that's true.
You want to go in January.
It's always hot, though. It's always hot in Florida.
You want to go in January, February. It's a little cooler.
All right, fine. So. Just remember how you didn't get me when the whole I was going to my kids' baseball and it was boring.
Yeah.
You don't get Disney yet. You might want to take the kids. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Save up your money. But
maybe one of these days.
Maybe one of these
days. Twist my arm. Ouch!
At least to the water parks in Orlando.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm down with that.
There's some wave pools that still talks about them to this day.
You know, years ago I went with, was there with the radio station. I was me and three other guys from the station. And we did those water parks. I mean,
yes.
When you're with a bunch of guys doing water parks, it's a little different.
Right.
So it was fun.
I'm down with the water parks.
Yeah,
you'd
love it.
You would love it. Even I had a good time.
Yeah. And Christy never has a good time.
No, I really don't.
She's a horrible human being.
Stop it.
I am not horrible. I am honest. And funny.
Exactly.
Just ask me.
Exactly.
I'm hilarious.
Right.
It's like yesterday I had the wrong color umbrella for when I was sitting. It was the championship game. It was the colors of the team we were playing.
Oh, my goodness.
But I had to have the umbrella up because I can't have sun because I've had melanoma. And everyone's like, get that umbrella down, Christy. They were like yelling at me. I go, listen, it's not coming down. I've had melanoma. And they're like, oh. I go, not funny now when the girl had a deadly skin disease.
OMG.
And they're just like.
She's a little bitter, isn't she?
I had melanoma.
They didn't laugh at that.
Oh, I can hear you.
I thought it was funny.
I did too.
They actually did laugh. They laughed when I said, not funny now, is it?
Yeah, you tell them, Christy.
Oh, God.
See? That's how my life goes.
I love it.
Oh, boy. All right. That's all for me.
That's a wrap.
That's
folks.
A wrap on the podcast. Share it with your friends at warm1013.com. I like making new friends, so share it on your socials. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
See ya.